So formwards and termites are one of the most aggressive and destructive subterranean termites found in the United States. First described in Taiwan in the early 1990s, the Formosans are found in southeast United States and Hawaii. Unlike other insects that have an effective barrier to protect them from water evaporation, Formosans, like other subterranean termites, are very prone to desiccation because of their soft cuticle, and so are dependent on moisture for survival. Now, in order to cope with this problem, what they do is construct mud tubes connecting the infested structure to their moisture source, which is usually the soil. Now, although their nests are in the soil, they are prone to forming aerial nests. Aerial nests are above ground with no ground contact, and because they are in requirement of moisture, they obtain this moisture from leaky roofs, faulty plumbing, or from the wood alone. Now, as long as the wood is above 50% wood moisture content, it is expected to be sufficient enough to support termite activity. These aerial infestations account for 25% of Formosan damage in southeast Florida and 50% of high-rise buildings in Hawaii. Using a wood moisture meter, we're able to calculate the wood moisture content. Now, as long as the wood is above 50%, it is expected that the relative humidity in the area surrounding the piece of wood is 100% relative humidity. With this, Forrester speculated that it was sufficient enough to support subterranean termite activity. Anything below 15% wood moisture content would result in death by cuticular water loss. Now, although the relative humidity is 100%, it doesn't mean that the wood is fully saturated. Wood fiber saturation does not occur until the wood gets to about 25 to 30%. Anything above that would allow free water for the termites to access. Our experiments had two main objectives. Our first objective was to measure the mortality of the termites at different levels of wood moisture over a series of 2 weeks. The woods were moistened at 5 to 35% moisture by weight. And we wanted to see if the termites did survive at 100% relative humidity, or if the wood needed to be fully saturated or free water in order to survive. Our second objective was to measure the percent water weight in the termites and see what percent water loss in the termites resulted in death. For our experiments, we used southern yellow pine cut at 7 by 4 by 2 centimeters. With a Forrester bit, we had 3 adjoining holes and a small void on the side right here to replenish water. Blocks were covered with clear acetate paper and hot glued down in order to sustain the relative humidity. In the blocks, we used Coptotermes formosanus, which were collected from the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans, Louisiana. And each block had 100 workers and 10 soldiers in order to mimic natural populations. They were moistened by weight at 5 to 35% in increments of 5%, and they were set up for destructive sampling for the 2-week period. After this time, more termite mortality was recorded. We discarded the dead termites, and the surviving termites were weighed, dried in a 60 degrees Celsius oven for 30 minutes, and then they were removed and weighed again. Any weight loss in the drying period was assumed to be complete all water loss. From this, percent body water and water loss was calculated. Our data analysis consisted of 49 blocks per colony per rep and gave us a total of 294 wooden blocks. We used a randomized complete block design, and we had 3 replications, which were the 3 colonies, and we conducted 2 experiments per colony. Percent data was arcsine square root transformed, and using SAS, we did an analysis of the variance, and we separated the means using student Newman Cools. So for our first experiment, we measured the mortality at the different levels of wood moisture. As you can see here, that at 5%, we already have 40% mortality within the first day. And by the second day, we have almost 100%. 10% also gave us rapid mortality. And they did survive a little bit longer than the 5%, but not as much. By 5 days, we had 100% mortality. 15% showed us that the termites did not survive after a week. And at 20%, they did survive a little bit longer than a week, but after 10 days, we did see 100% mortality. At 25%, we see that some of the termites are beginning to survive the full two-week period. Now, at this point, we would expect the wood to be at or near full saturation. Increasing at 5% more by 30%, we see a very low mortality, very high survivorship, and they do seem to survive pretty well within the two-week period. 35% gave us similar results. For the 14-day reading, we did separate the means, and we see that there are three different significant differences between 5 to 20%, where they all died after the two-week period. At 25%, they survived, but there was a slower rate of mortality, and by the two-week period, we did have about 60% mortality, and 30 and 35% showed us that the termites did survive pretty well. So from this, we concluded that the mortality decreased with an increase in wood moisture content. They didn't survive for more than 10 days when the wood was at or below 20% wood moisture content. And we did see optimal survival when the wood was 30 to 35%. So it seems that the termites do need free water to access in order for long-term survival. This premature death could be from desiccation. So in order to do that, we measured their body water weight. At 5 to 20%, we see that in the first day, they do begin to lose water pretty rapidly. The 72% body water initial weight was calculated by immediately taking termites from arenas, weighing them, drying them, and re-weighing them. At 25 to 35%, we see that they are sustaining their body water weight. We see that they're sustaining most of their body water weight, when the wood is 35%. So from this, we see that just as we saw a decrease in mortality with an increase in wood moisture content, we see a decrease in body water loss with an increase in wood moisture content. And we also see from this graph that once the termites reach around 35 to 45%, they do seem to die really rapidly. And this agrees with Dunmore and Collins, who found that at 42% was the critical death point for reticular termes flavipes, which is a different species, but we still see similar results. So we wouldn't have expected the termites to die at levels above 15% wood moisture content because the relative humidity was 100%. And so we wouldn't have expected them to need the wood to be fully saturated or them to need free water in order to survive in the wood. However, from experiments, as we expected, we did see an acute mortality when the wood was below 20%. And we saw optimal mortality when the wood was above 25% moisture content. However, we did see a delayed mortality when the wood was between 15 to 25%. This shows us that they needed the wood to be above full saturation point in order to survive. So we saw that termites need free water in order to support termite activity, and they need the wood to be more than 25% in order to survive long term. And they don't always survive just when the wood is giving them 100% relative humidity. They lost water at levels above 15% wood moisture content, which is when the wood is expected to be at 100% relative humidity, and they died when the percent body water content fell below 35 to 45%. Now, although we're not expecting them to die of cuticular water loss at levels above 50%, we do have other indications. For this, we will be measuring the relative humidity of the blocks of wood at the different wood moisture contents. And we're also seeing if different species do have an impact on the termite mortality and water loss. For these, we use southern yellow pine, which is a softer wood, and we're trying to see if maybe a harder wood like oak gives different results. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Tell us again how you make the wood at the various water levels.
Oh, his question was how we made the wood at the different water levels. What we did was we took the blocks of wood and we put them in the oven for 48 hours at 60 degrees Celsius to evaporate most of the wood that was in water that was in the wood. And then we added water by weight. Thank you.